This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new debut album by the 18-year-old singer-songwriter Lindsay Jordan, who records under the name Snail Mail. Her album is titled Lush.
Lindsay Jordan is 18 years old, and she's been playing guitar for 13 years. This combination, youth plus experience, equals a highly distinctive sound. Jordan uses Snail Mail as both a stage name for herself and as the name of her band. She recently told the New York Times, "I have a lot of self-awareness and not a lot of shame." That already places her ahead of an awful lot of adults I know. You can get a good sense of the full Snail Mail experience by listening to Pristine, the album's first single. Built with a sturdy guitar hook, the song achieves liftoff with Jordan's soaring vocal. Addressed to a lover who's not paying her much attention now, she asks, "Is there any better feeling than coming clean?" She asks it in such a way that you begin to suspect the narrator didn't get the positive reaction she hoped for. That for some people, coming clean may be too much information. Given the length of time she's been playing it in her young life, you have to figure the sound of her guitar is as important to her as the content of her words. And it's worth listening closely to the way Lindsay Jordan deploys her instrument. Working with a band that's just a bass drums rhythm section, Jordan makes her lead guitar lines shimmer and squawk depending on the mood of the song. She also does the useful thing of making her rock guitar do the work of a folk singer's acoustic one. On a song such as Let's Find an Out. Looking through some of the early reviews of Snail Mail, some have zeroed in on the heartbreak in Lindsay Jordan's lyrics. But what strikes me is how elusive and elliptical they often are. how frequently they resist easy interpretation without a trace of pretension. Three short lines in the song Anytime, "Carved your name in the white, dulling day." Well, that is lyric verse that any print poet would be pleased to have written. Lindsay Jordan emerged from a suburb of Baltimore, where she started applying her classical guitar education to influences such as Liz Phair and Waxahachie's Katie Crutchfield. Snail Mail has been an opening act for the latter. This debut album, Lush, isn't lush exactly. The music is too hard-nosed for that adjective, but it does have a luxurious sprawl. Most of the songs hover around the 5-minute mark, yet they rarely seem too long. For someone so new to this album game, Jordan is impressively, almost unnervingly, good at it.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Snail Mail's new album, Lush. After we take a short break, film critic Justin Chang will review the sequel to the animated film The Incredibles. This is Fresh Air.